You stand there, and you make sure that you are, and this is crucial to the spinner, you make sure that you are rigidly tender. Yeah, and then what you do is you get a couple of friends, and they lift her and ensconce her on the manly hydraulics. At which point, they then, one takes the head, one takes the feet, and gives her a good spinning. And then she'll start to spin around and around. Faster and faster, until she becomes just a blur. After a while, you'll feel a certain lift. You'll feel your heels go up first. Then your toes go up. Before you know it, she lifts you off the ground. Spinning on the hydraulics. Make sure you keep your head back, you get a foot in the face. And you get some good seat. We just lay back. Enjoy the sensation of the spinning. Get too high, because you know jets going by could dislodge you. Wow! Hey. How you doing, everybody? There goes the shuttle. Ah. As the passengers stare in shock disbelief with their briefcases and vodka sloshing all over them. Now you don't want to get above 10,000 feet. The air is rare up there; it's hard to breathe. How will you know? Well, your bomb bays will act as a kind of altimeter. The more they constrict, the higher you get. Pretty normal, about 5 grand, but you get up around 6,000, 7,000, they start tightening up on you. What you can do is put a glass swizzle stick in there. When you feel it break, you know you're getting a little too high. Enjoy the scenery. Just remember the cardinal rule in a spinner. When you're way up there, you don't want to achieve a Shangri-La because you lose hydraulic power. And then it's deep rubber, you know, like...
Deadly? It's no sh-